When you saw what Artemi Panarin said, did your, given your background, did your eyes bug out of your head? Were you stunned?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was. I was very much stunned. I first saw it as a on Twitter as a link to a Russian language website, which only gave it a very, very brief overview with a couple of quotes. And I retweeted it last night around 4:30 p.m. Eastern, I think, or 5 p.m. And I was just those two quotes alone were very surprising. But as I thought about it a little bit more, it probably occurred to me that there's nobody else among active Russian NHLers and probably among active Russian athletes as a whole who could have potentially said something like that other than Panarin because of just what type of a person he is. And I mean, this is absolutely unprecedented in Russian sports. There's only one athlete that I know who criticizes Putin very harshly on a daily basis, but that's Yevgeny Kafelnikov, a former tennis player, but he's been retired for 20 years. So nobody really listens to him. Among all the active athletes, people who are in the spotlight, it is completely and utterly unprecedented. I've never, ever heard anyone to even come close to anything like this. And if somebody did come close, or even remotely, remotely close to that, they would have backtracked the next day. So I'm curious about what's going to happen to Artemi over the next few days, whether he's going to be backtracking on this or not.
Well, and I guess that is the main question coming out of this, because in all the responses I saw, there was something along the lines of, wow, that's brave. Unprecedented was a word thrown around, because I certainly haven't seen it from any current Russian athletes, like you said. But what I saw was, is anything going to happen to this guy?
Or to his family?
Or anyone he knows?
Are we going to see news from the Russian news agency that Artemi Panarin has decided to retire from hockey to spend more time with his favorite Siberian ditch? I honestly don't think so. First of all, I don't think anybody knows, because once again, nothing like this has ever happened. I don't think even Putin would know what to do in a situation like this, because if there's one constituency that he can always count is going to be in his corner, it's the athletes, the jocks, because they're like, they sort of depend on their livelihood on the Russian government and on their good graces. And besides, they're not really known to be particularly insightful political analysts to begin with. And I mean, you just don't see that. I mean, you see guys like Kovalchuk and especially Ovechkin and Malkin to a smaller degree and Varlamov basically just, sing their praises and tell left and right how great they are, how great Putin is. But what's most revealing about this is that this interview was actually recorded about a month ago. It did not go live until yesterday.
So he'd be back over here.
And he's still there.
Okay.
The thing is, me and other Russian journalists, we were thinking, why are they sitting on this interview for about a month? And the most obvious answer was, well, they're waiting for him to be safely back in America. But no, he's still in St. Petersburg. And that's just because Artemi doesn't give a damn. I mean, he's utterly fearless. He's absolutely sure that nothing is going to happen to him. I mean, he does admit in the interview that he's kind of worried. He's kind of fearless. But he says, isn't this a screwed up situation that you even have to talk like that? But, I mean, are you worried about saying the truth? Are you worried about voicing your opinion? To him, it's a completely banana situation, which tells you just to which degree he's been Americanized now.
With Slava Malamud of SlavaDoesAmerica.com, and we're talking about Artemi Panarin's on-the-record significant criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin in an interview that apparently happened about a month ago in his St. Petersburg, Russia apartment. Okay, so you've said that perhaps there's a potential for a backtrack here, and I guess we'll see how that plays out. Do you... I'm trying to understand the play this is going to get in Russia. Does the Russian government have mechanisms to quell this? Is it going to go countrywide, and are people who read it actually going to get clued in and say, oh, this guy's making sense? Like, I'm trying to understand the degree to which this will go viral in Russia and the degree to which there would be any kind of response from somebody who's just a regular citizen.
Well, there are several moving pieces here. And the first moving piece is the reaction of the public. And then as I'm reading the YouTube comments and the comments from the Russian Twitter, and a lot of people are saying, well, great, well, awesome. I mean, Artemy, great for you for saying that. I mean, because that's what a lot of people are thinking in the country and, you know, don't necessarily have the platform or the means or the bravery to say something like that out loud. So a lot of people are very supportive of him. And besides, I mean, it does take a person of this type of charisma and this type of personality and this type of achievement level to say that and make it stick. Well, the other moving piece is whether it's going to be whether he's going to make it stick. It's one YouTube channel, and you know, Russian government has plenty of means of silencing the opposition. And this YouTube channel subscribers are in thousands, not millions. And he mentions the opposition leader Alexei Navalny in the interview a few times. He's got 3 million subscribers, and he's effectively been muzzled. So, I mean, if the Russian government wanted to do something about it, it probably wouldn't be very difficult for them. It probably wouldn't be very difficult for them to put the screws to Panarin and make him, you know, backtrack his statements or do some to that effect or publicly apologize. But the third moving piece is the Russian government. And in my experience, the usual approach they take to somebody who is of high profile and cannot simply be intimidated into silence is to just let it blow over. Just let it sit there, let it blow over. Unless it gains traction. And whenever something gains traction, that's when they lash out, and that's when, you know, Panarin might discover that he has unpaid taxes somewhere. You know, just the usual mechanisms that they use. I mean, look, this is exactly what happened to the world chess champion Garry Kasparov, who was exiled from the country once his statements and his anti-government stance became troublesome. So I think that's probably the most obvious course of action. I mean, they're going to just let it sit. Now, what's going to happen to Panarin right now, he is obviously going to be bombarded with interview requests from the Russian media who are going to be looking for him to either repeat it or make stronger statements or to backtrack. I think probably the smartest course of action for him would just, you know, say, I'm on vacation, I've said all I want to, and just refuse any follow-ups. But we'll see what happens. So there's a lot of unknowns here. To the best of my ability, to the best of my understanding, that's probably what's going to happen.
Alex Ovechkin's name keeps getting brought up, I guess, in this conversation. And, I mean, geez, he seems like a good guy. Seems like he has fun. He's got all these, you know, charitable initiatives that he goes with. And then, you know, there's all those images in my brain. And then I see him standing next to Vladimir Putin, and the way he's tied to the hip of this guy, it's almost like he's got a picture of him above his bed. It seems at times. And whenever he's criticized, and I think you have for his support of him, my question is always, for all the reasons that we just cited for why Artemi Panarin is brave, right? For saying these things, for all those reasons, what exactly do you expect Ovechkin to say or to be able to say? Because it doesn't sound like anyone's able to say anything.
I think Ovechkin is pretty much immune to anything. He could go out in the streets with a sign, I hate Putin, and nothing is going to happen to him because of his profile. I mean,
I think he could, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, friends, family, people he's associated with?
I don't think anything would ever happen to any of them because, I mean, if you ask an average Russian, name a hockey player, that's the hockey player they're going to name. Far and away. And a person of this type of profile, absolutely not. I mean, do you think Panarin doesn't have a family in Russia? I mean, his family is much more vulnerable. His girlfriend is the daughter of the national team coach. I mean, His grandpa lives in a small town near Chelyabinsk. I mean, he's not nearly as high profile as Ovechkin, whose mother is an Olympic champion. You know, Ovechkin has a platform that Panarin can't dream about, but he chooses. I mean, what he does with Putin is his choice, his conscious choice. That's what he wants to do. As for his image, obviously his image is very, very carefully managed by the Capitals, by the NHL, and by his own handlers. So, yeah, I mean, he does present an excellent front. Panarin's image is not very well managed. He is who he is. So you get what you get with him. And that's in part what also makes him a little bit more believable and a little bit more poignant when he says these things. Whereas with Ovechkin, you're kind of left wondering what's in it for him.
Slava, it's an incredible story. I mean, we're just ignorant Canadian kids, right? Like we don't worry about these things, and so it's helpful to try to understand the context for Artemi's comments and whatever the fallout may be. And we're trusting that it won't be negative. And it sounds as though, at the very least, the Russian government is going to hope simply that his comments blow over. Thank you so much for your time and for informing us on this matter. I always enjoy our chats.
No problem. Thank you.